This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is Glenn Halleck with the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 64 for Thursday, September 15th. Ice canola futures are falling back on Thursday as weaker comparable oils weigh on values. At the final settlement, the November canola contract gives up $9.30 at $788.40 per ton, and the January contract also loses $9.30 at $796.40 per ton. Declines in Chicago soybeans and soy oil, plus European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil, weigh on canola values. Also, weaker crude oil prices are putting pressure on vegetable oils. A small measure of support is coming from increases in Chicago soy meal. The advancing prairie harvest continues to apply pressure on the canola market. Saskatchewan reports its province-wide harvest is 64% complete overall, up 22 points from last week. The Canadian dollar is lower, with the loonie at 75.69 U.S. cents, compared to Wednesday's close of 75.95. After 20 straight hours of negotiations, the first United States railway strike in 30 years has been averted, pending the deal's ratification. In avoiding railways reducing or halting their operations, workers get a 24% pay hike over 5 years and improved working conditions. The U.S. weather forecast is calling for isolated and scattered showers across the plains and the western portion of the Midwest today. The eastern half of the Midwest is to be dry. The U.S. Department of Agriculture released 4 weeks' worth of export sales data. Glitches in the USDA's new reporting system led to the lengthy postponement. Altogether, export sales of soybeans total more than 2.67 million tons. Those for soy meal are nearly 490,000 tons. Soy oil tallies at 8,000 tons. Corn export sales amount to 1.67 million tons, and those for wheat add up to 1.44 million tons. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are lower on Thursday. The November contract is down 3.5 cents at $14.51.5 per bushel. October soy oil drops more than a third of a cent at 66.79 U.S. cents per pound. October soy meal adds $4.90 at $4.34.5 per short ton. Corn futures are lower on Thursday as the December contract gives up a nickel at $6.77.5 per bushel. Chicago oats are lower, with its December contract down 4 cents at $3.94. The U.S. wheat complex is weaker as Chicago December falls 27 cents at $8.45. Kansas City December drops back 21 cents at $9.26. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis December loses 9 cents at $9.29. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Thursday, September 15th at Markets Farm in Winnipeg. I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.